Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli. The YouTube, we're going to be streaming live every day now, even when I'm at the Cioli home studio, which will be a couple days a week. And yeah, it's going to be fun. So, and I got a nice Cioli Army background for that. You're going to like. It's nice. Nice. So they're going to have a rally tonight. I was talking to my buddy David Urban about this. He may call in later in the show. Actually, DeSantis, if you don't mind, shoot him a text. See if he wants to call in at some point. He was with Trump on his plane. And then, you know what you sound like? You sound like it's like a drive-thru. Like you just said, fries. Fries with that. That's what it sounds like. We got to fix this. Got to say something.
Okay, I'm saying something.
I said,
do you want fries with that? Do you want a milkshake?
I said a number two meal, medium, with a Diet Coke.
Do you want cheese?
Yes, cheese. It's number two. Cheese. Damn it. That's what this sounds like right now. Most frustrating driving in the world. Drive through. All right. So Harris is going to campaign in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Everything's coming down to Pennsylvania right now. And I've got some data for you, which I think you're going to like. But I'm telling you right now, this whole idea that Kamala Harris can close this deal and win over people on the economy, it's not going to happen. But I worry. I really do. I worry about who's in charge of this country right now. Joe Biden passing it off to Jill at the cabinet meeting, very reminiscent of Edith Wilson. I worry about Trump's assassination attempt. I worry that the media response is not normal. And there's a great piece on that in National Review that I want to share with you as well. And it goes on to say that there's real apathy here among the media of trying to figure out the trail and to try to understand exactly what happened. And these are moments in our collective psyche, as T. Beckett Adams writes it over at National Review. I mean, a would-be assassin shoots and hits the ear of a former president and future president of the United States of America, the major party candidate, lying in wait. Armed with a scope rifle by the fence that surrounds Trump's golf course was the other guy, this guy, Ralph, who's in jail today. Right. And this should be the kind of thing where you would think that the media would be all over this and trying to figure this out, track down, understand linkages, understand connections, make connections, track this down, Woodward and Bernstein style. But it's not. He writes, at best, the coverage has morphed into a disinterested shrug. At worst, it has inspired evident disappointment. In between, there have been the usual attempts to find fault with Republicans while absolving Democrats of any potential responsibility. And the underlying theme, the belief that Trump would indisputably be responsible for his own assassination. Now, I played you that clip last week of Norah O'Donnell basically blaming Trump, his rhetoric about Springfield, for his own assassination attempt. And then Ohio Governor Mike DeWine went on and said that all the threats that were coming out were all fugazis. They were from one particular country. But the media looked at Springfield and said, oh, you see now it's Trump's rhetoric that led to that and Trump's rhetoric that's going to lead to somebody to kill him. Blaming the victim, the ultimate blaming of the victim. Think about that for a moment. Here's a guy who was almost assassinated twice. We're blaming the victim for his own assassination. That's like saying, you know, if Lincoln had just simply surrendered the North or let the CSA rule the, you know, be their own thing, he'd be alive today. Well, I mean, he wouldn't be alive today, but you know what I mean? Are you going to blame Lincoln for John Wilkes Booth killing him? Like, you know, oh, if only Kennedy had thought about putting the top on, you know, it's on him. Like, we're not supposed to do that in this country. We're not supposed to blame the victims of assassinations. Like, oh, you know, if only Reagan had set up John Hinckley with Jodie Foster, he would never have been shot. It's ridiculous, ridiculous. But they have not grasped the severity of the situation. There have been not one, but two assassination attempts on a man who could be the next president of the United States of America. And think about, too, the absurdity of saying that Trump's rhetoric led these people to try to shoot him. Just think about that for a moment. And what they want to do, of course, with that is they want to absolve themselves of guilt for calling him Hitler and Mussolini and saying he's the threat to democracy and he's the end of democracy. Not just a threat, but literally turning around and saying that Trump will destroy democracy, that he has to be stopped because if he wins, democracy as itself will be destroyed. This is amazing. From the Atlantic, Tom Nichols, reason that Trump's response to the second assassination attempt is further evidence that the man is unfit to serve as president. He wrote, Donald Trump is using another possible attempt on his life to inflame tensions in America, which is more reason he should never be president again. But why are we not talking about what the left says about this guy all the time? Why are we not discussing the fact that they constantly call this guy a threat to democracy? This guy, Ralph, who happened to give all these media appearances, who traveled to Kyiv, went to Ukraine, had six phones, encrypted phones, encrypted communications, was offering $150,000 for somebody to kill Trump. Guy didn't have a dime to his name. There's a video of him actually asking people to pitch in $5 to get him a bulletproof vest to wear while he's in Kyiv. The media is not asking questions around any of these things. They're just not, they're not interested in this whatsoever. And that's it. They just let it go. The suspect arrested in relation to the shooting at Trump's golf course in Florida on Sunday has been identified as Ryan Routh, Time magazine reported on September 16th, a 58-year-old man with unclear political ideology, a criminal record, and a history of praising Iran and supporting Ukraine. Suspected gunman at Trump golf course has a quixotic past, declared a Washington Post headline, meaning he's in like Don Quixote, like he was looking to be like the impossible dream of restoring democracy in Ukraine. That whack job thinks he's doing the same thing here in America by taking a shot at Trump. But these people don't learn and they don't care. And I'm really concerned that there is a plot to kill Trump. I really do believe that. I'm very worried about that. I think you'd have to be an idiot not to be. I really do. I think at this point you would have to be an absolute idiot to think that Donald Trump, they are not trying to take him out. And I think the reason why they are trying to take him out is because of Ukraine. Look, I Matt Gaetz was on with Jack Posobiec. He did an interview with him last week, and he talked about how there are five known assassination teams targeting Trump. I don't know where he gets his info from, but a lot of these guys have sources. And you could say this is crazy, or you could say it's crazy not to take this seriously, considering that these two assassins both seem to me to be guys that have enormous connections and communications. If nothing else, the fact that all these guys have all these communications should be something that is a gigantic red flag for all of us. But here's Matt Gaetz last week on Human Events Podcast, Cut 14.
And I'll break a little news for you. I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt, saying that what he has assessed is that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three inspired by other governments, two that are here that are known domestic assassination teams. And with that, this individual was coming to me concerned that the force protection around President Trump, even prior to that second assassination attempt, was not sufficient for what it needed to be. And the coordination at that level, at the dignitary protection level, is like the bare minimum that we have to do to keep our presidents, our presidential candidates safe while they're on the trail.
So there are five, I just want to follow up, five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail. Now, we don't want anything bad to happen to Jill Biden, but at the same time, the threat envelope for her was substantially different than the threat envelope around President Trump.
The threat envelope, and that's the thing, and that's the key point right there. Now, look, I don't have any reason to doubt the congressman. He probably has way more connections than any of us do. But wouldn't it be interesting if the corporate media was at all interested in following this story? I mean, this is a great story here. There's a story here behind this. Like, there's something more happening here. Just the fact that they cremated the first guy's body alone right there says a lot. Hey, can we jump in here? Trump is taking questions on the economy in Pennsylvania. I think this is something everybody would like to hear as he's out in Western PA on his campaign tour here. He's talking to farmers.
Beautiful endorsement. He endorses me all the time. He says, this is the guy, this is the only guy that's going to save our country. He's been very generous. And I think he makes an unbelievable product. But you have to be able to also sell gasoline-powered cars. You know, we have gasoline. and they want to use something that we don't have, but China has, because for the batteries and everything, China has and controls that market. But the problem is they don't go far, and they have other problems, like if it's cold, you get a little bit cold up here, they don't work too well in the cold. There are a lot of problems, and a lot of assets, too. And he's going to do great. His car is fantastic, but you have to be able to have other types, like hybrids. Hybrids are, you know, good. It's a good thing. You have to be able to do that. So I'm going to end that mandate. Can you imagine? They want to almost immediately go to all electric. And we don't have enough electric to take care of ourselves. You go to California, they have blackouts
and brownouts every single day.
California is a mess. They have the governor of California.
You guys can hear it on the YouTube stream, right? You can. I know you can't see it. We're going to fix that, but you can hear it, right?
We had an attorney general.
We've got
and a DA.
100 people, over 100 people watching now. So tune in
and then
stream the YouTube show. This is great.
California. And I hate to say, because I have a lot of land in California, I hate to speak badly about places, but frankly, my presidency is much more important than my land. Isn't it nice to know? With Biden, it's the other way around. But my presidency is much more important than my land or my business. And I will say it, California is getting hurt so badly. She destroyed San Francisco, absolutely destroyed San Francisco, and now she wants to destroy our country. She was a horrible attorney general. You could steal $950 worth of merchandise for a store and you wouldn't get prosecuted. But anything above that, you wouldn't get prosecuted either. She was a horrible attorney general. She was a horrible DA. She was a DA of San Francisco. That was the beginning of the end. San Francisco was possibly the best city in our country 15, 18 years ago. And now it's not livable. We're going to bring them all back. We're going to bring the cities back. But it's not even livable. So Pennsylvania is a very important place. And it's, you know, I went to school here. I went to college here, as you know. And it's a great, great place. It's a fabulous place at the Commonwealth. And we're going to make you very happy. All of those things that we talked about are very easily solvable with you. That's such an easy, that could be done in one day. I had a cabinet maker. He said, sir, China and South Korea are dropping cabinets into our country for nothing. And I can't compete. And I studied it. And I ended up putting a 50 or 75% tariff on all cabinets coming into the country. And I didn't know the guy. I met him previous to going in to the presidency. And I saw him 4 years later. He said, sir, you saved my business. You saved the job. I expanded. They stopped with the dumping. And the steel, the same thing. I think the steel people like me the best. Unfortunately, Biden's let it go. I put tariff. They were dumping Chinese steel into our country, David, at levels that nobody's ever seen before. We've never seen anything like it. And I put a 50% tariff on all steel coming in from China and some other places, too, but all steel. And we saved these companies, but Biden has let it go. And we need steel. Look, you know, there are some things you could get from outside. But if we're in a war and we need army tanks and we need ships and we need other things that happen to be made of steel, what are we going to do? Go to China and get the steel? We're fighting China, but do you mind selling us some steel? Think of it. These people don't know what they're doing. So I put big tariffs on steel. They were dumping steel, and it was bad steel, too. It was rotted, what called rotted steel, bad steel. It was imperfect steel. People were building girders for buildings, and they check them, and they're not good. The steel wasn't good. But they were dumping at tremendous levels, and I ended the dumping of steel. But these people, since they took over, this U.S. Steel, I would not allow that deal to happen. U.S. Steel, this was one of the greatest companies in the world. You go back 70 years, this was the big deal, United States Steel. And now they're going to let the Japanese buy it? I wouldn't let it happen. I'd help them so they can make the steel company good again. This was the biggest company in the world, the strongest company, had the biggest reputation. It represented our country, and now we're selling it to the Japanese. The psychology of that is unacceptable to me. So I wouldn't let that deal happen personally, but we'll see what happens. I hope it's going to be it won't have closed by the time I get there, but I would not let that deal happen. And you're right, they have other things. You look at China, they're opening up coal plants. Every week they're doing a big coal plant. And John Kerry, I watch this poor guy. This guy, it's so pathetic. He flies over in his own jet. You know, his wife has some money from a certain family, right? Right. And he's got a little jet. He flies over to China. He sees President Xi. President, oh, yes, I will consider this very strongly. I will consider your request to stop building coal plants. And then he leaves. And he comes back. Oh, I had a good conversation. Nothing gets done. They're building coal plants. He had zero impact. But we don't build anything here. And what people don't understand is all that pollution in China, all the pollution everywhere in the world, much of it flies right over the United States, takes 3.5 days, comes in from China, and it's sometimes bad, and it flies right over the United States. So what are we going to do about that? But nobody ever discusses that. They don't want to talk about that. So we'll be nice and clean. Same thing with the oceans. You take a look, the Pacific, it flies in from, they dump it right in the ocean, and in about a week and a half,
it's here.
It's in. Welcome to Los Angeles, California, and we're lifting it out of the ocean all day long. We have, it's a massive big business. We're taking their garbage out of the ocean because it floats right to our West Coast and other countries too. So it sounds bleak, but we'll get it all straightened out, and we'll get it straightened out fast. And I just want to thank Lee, and I want to thank everybody here. I'll tell you, Rick Grinnell has been amazing with me from just about the beginning. You know, he was the ambassador to Germany, and there was no happier woman in the world than Angela Merkel when I announced that I was taking Rick back to Washington and giving him an even higher position. This was the happiest woman in the world when she heard he was leaving Germany. And actually, in a certain way, she liked him, but in another way, he was sort of brutal because he understood what Germany was doing to the United States, one of the many countries that took advantage of the United States, and he got it. So I want to thank you, and you did a great job, and we appreciate it, and hopefully you'll be able to do a great job again. Thank you very much, Rick, and thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, on behalf of Protecting American Initiative, thank you for being here. But thank you, most importantly, for seeing the threats to America, both militarily and economic. And we appreciate that. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Congressman, thank you very much. Great job you're doing. A warrior. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, very much.
That's Lee Zeldin with Trump right now. On the stage, and some of the farmers there are asking him to sign his hat. So he's at this event right now, and you can pot it down for me, Justin. Thank you. Smith in PA.
He's going to be out in Western PA. He's going to do a rally tonight. I know David Urban's with him. We'll try to have Urban call in at some point. There's a big, gigantic John Deere tractor behind Trump right now. And there is a sign in the background that says, no more food from China. This is a big deal for the farmers because China has been infiltrating the market with and buying meat factories and also buying up farmland. I think the point he made about steel, too, is really critical. But there's something else, and that's antibiotics, medication. If there ever is a situation where we are at war with China and they make all this crap, and we can't get it. It's not crap. It's stuff we need. That's a real national security problem for America. It really is. I mean, you think about it. You think about like being a prepper, you know, prepping for the end of the world or prepping for the war, whatever it is. And you got your canned food and you got your water and you got all this stuff. And you got you think you're stocked up, got your guns, you're ready to go. But then critical medications and all the other things that the United States of America needs, the United States, you can't stock up on antibiotics. You can't stock up on, I mean, you can buy Advil, but eventually it expires. There's a point where you have to question whether certain things just, we have to make them here in America as a national security imperative. I always thought that during COVID. I thought it's so ironic, you know, we're dealing with a virus that was because somebody ate a undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli and caused a pandemic. And we're buying masks made in China. You know what I mean? Like, I kept thinking about that and going, this doesn't make sense. And if the other theory is that China made it in a lab as a bioweapon to hurt the United States of America, well, then we really should wise up here and thinking about medical supplies coming from China. China's not our friend. We can do business with China, but they're not our friend. All right? You can do business with Hyman Roth. Your father did business with him. He never trusted. See, that's the difference. All right. So, you know, you got to realize that, too. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. I got to take a quick break here. I'll tell you, though, as we continue along the show, the Congressman Dan Muser is going to join us in just a few minutes. I'm excited to talk to him. I want to thank Dr. Mike Veneria for being a great dentist. So my son Patrick actually has an appointment today with Dr. Mike. Yeah, I told you he's our family dentist. So after school, Bridget's picking him up and taking him to the dentist. He's probably there right now. And before you know it, the holidays are going to be here. And that means we got to get that perfect smile. You deserve it. And that's Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. My whole family goes to Mike. Dr. Mike, his entire level of care and expertise is simply unmatched. That's why for over a decade, he's been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Reach out to Dr. Mike today by going to VeneriaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com, or call him at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. You will love the treatment of Dr. Mike. Get a free implant consultation. Dental implants are very complicated. You want to make sure you're going to the absolute best dentist you can. And Bridget just got a brand new smile. She needed her veneers replaced, and Dr. Mike gave her caps. They look absolutely beautiful. So trust me when I tell you, the Zioli family, we are Dr. Mike all the way. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Trump's out in Western PA talking to the farmers, saying he's going to fight for them. I got some great audio for you of the farmers talking about just how tough this economy has been for them with the Harris-Biden administration. Welcome back to the show. Follow along on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, and we are streaming live on YouTube right now. It's great to welcome to the show Congressman Dan Muser. He represents the 9th Congressional District in Pennsylvania, member of the United States House Committee on Financial Services and the House Committee on Small Business. Welcome back, Congressman. It's great to have you.
Rich, great to be with you. I like that that introduction music you were playing, and it was super to be with you out at the convention. Boy, you really knocked them dead when you spoke to the PA GOP. You were really great.
Oh, thanks, my friend. It's an honor for me to hear you say that. I really appreciate it. You did a great job yourself. And yeah, that was your walk-on music. So got to have your walk-on music. So every time you call in, Congressman, we're going to make sure we play that song for you.
I like it. Take it.
This is great that Trump's talking to the farmers today. I think it's fantastic. Energy, agriculture, fracking. I mean, these are all the issues I think he's going to win on, no doubt.
Yeah. And you know what? The farmers are so incredibly important to Pennsylvania. It is our number one industry, agriculture. And I'll tell you what, for heavy rains, Kamala Harris and her plans for price controls on grocery stores and their assault on domestic energy, because many of them do have natural gas under their lands. And let's face it, when natural gas or energy prices go up, boy, their prices go through the roof. And both everything they use, and from fertilizer right down to the tractor use and everything else. So, yeah, they're all in with President Trump for good reason. I mean, we got, 1% of the population feeds 100% of us. And boy, oh boy, we need to look after our farmers.
And the threat from China, which is something that President Trump is also focusing on today, Congressman, that's a big deal. I was talking earlier about how I went to a grocery store recently and I saw a garlic made in China, and that's not going to work. No way is this Italian putting garlic made in China on his Italian food. No way.
Yeah. Well, President Trump stays focused on what's important. He was very focused on the agriculture industry and farmers, if you remember, when he was in office. We had some trade disputes. He straightened them out. He provided some added subsidies. He said, okay, hang with me. We're going to work this out. And then he worked out the USMCA that helped dairy farmers, that helped many, and the China trade deal prior to COVID, which was taking off like gangbusters. Now, It's a different situation. He's going to protect our farmers appropriately, and he's not going to allow the United States to be pushed around. He's not going to allow our farmers to be pushed around, and he's not going to let any of us be pushed around, particularly by the Communist Party of China.
And the other point, too, that I think is really important is fracking and energy. And, John Fetterman's on Meet the Press this weekend saying it's not going to be a big issue in Pennsylvania. I think it's a huge issue. Yeah. I mean, what are the workers in that industry and the towns that depend upon it? What are they saying to you, Congressman Muser?
Well, you know, I heard and saw Senator Fetterman's comments, and he kept trying to go back to some silly Democrat talking points.
Yeah.
He said that the Trump Vance are not treating this the issue seriously. My God, how much more foolishly or silly and non-seriously could it have been treated than his commentary? Look, of course, fracking employs indirectly almost 500,000 Pennsylvanians. It's billions of dollars in economic activity. The wages are well over $100 billion that come from the industry, just wages alone, to those who work within the industry. And yet, under Biden-Harris, it's already under assault. The regulations, the taxation. I mean, there are companies, good companies in Pennsylvania, natural gas companies, laying people off, and Harris is looking to double down on it. Now, granted, she says, "Oh no, I love fracking." Yeah, sure. You even sued the Obama administration, who over some fracking issues in California, and maybe she won't ban it, but she's going to raise the taxes, raise the regulations, and make it that much more difficult. And I'll tell you something, Rich. You're well aware of this. The LNG export prohibition.
Yeah.
That Harris and Biden put on is killing us, not just our industry, but forcing the EU to buy natural gas from Russia to enrich their coffers, all the while we're trying to, you know, beat them down and fortify Ukraine on the other side of things. I mean, everything they do is upside down, and I call gas backwards.
That's very good. I like that. Gas backwards. I like it. We're gonna keep using that, no doubt about it. You have a very important bill too, I want to mention, and I saw on X, and you should follow the congressman on X at Rep Muser, M-E-U-S-E-R. The House passed your bill, the Protecting U.S. Business Sovereignty Act. Tell us about that bill and why it's so important.
Well, it requires the rules that come out of various agencies to simply be reviewed and have a response as to why they're being instituted and why they're not being removed in many cases, particularly when they become outdated. It's a step in the right direction for regulatory reform to force the agencies to be on the side of business and not be against. You know, heck, we'd even take being neutral within this administration. And it's just very important in that regard. All the agencies should be operating in that manner. And, you know, we out of ways and means, just to jump to taxation for a moment regarding small business, we did try to reinstitute and not allow it to sunset the R&D tax credit, the small business tax credit, known as the 1099 or 199A, and the bonus depreciation for capital investment. And Kamala Harris and this administration and her future administration say they're going to let them all sunset. Those were the Trump, so-called Trump tax cuts, but the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that had a lot to do with the boom of our economy under President Donald Trump. And let's reelect him so we can get our economy strong again, our national security strong again, our quality of life strong again. Hey, making America great again.
How gas backwards is the idea of taxing unrealized capital gains? That to me sounds like this communist idea. You're going to take stuff I haven't even earned yet. It sounds so devastating. I don't think people even really understand it.
Right, and people do need to understand it, because really, if you've got a house, say a $300,000 house, or it doesn't matter, if it goes up by $50,000 from one year to the next, Harris wants to tax that $50,000 delta because it's an unrealized gain. This isn't just for those who own stock, and by the way, that's more than 50% of America and various portfolios. It's real bad. It probably won't go through, but it just shows you where they are. They are about trying to tax the living daylights out of earners, which is most of America, and, you know, redistribute that wealth, and not so much redistribute the wealth, bring it into the federal government so the federal government can dole it out to where, primarily to their special interests and to their base that votes for them. It's you know, we said gas backwards. It's completely upside down and backwards of how our separation of powers in government is supposed to work and how the free market economy of the United States has flourished above all others for the last 100, 200 years.
Well, I have you, Congressman Muser. I see your colleague, Congressman Mike Kelly's on Fox News right now talking about the assassination investigation into President Trump, and he's saying the FBI is stonewalling them. PA Congressman, you were there that day in Butler. What questions do you still have? Are you frustrated? I mean, you must be.
Very, very. And I'll tell you something. It's getting to a point that we're all very steamed about it. Look, American people deserve to know, first of all, what happened. What was the plan? Who was in charge of it? Why it failed? And once we understand why it failed, what has been done to correct it so as the president is not at undue risk and is safe as any former president, current president, human being should be in these circumstances. And they have not provided that to us. Look, we saw the original director. How much more ridiculous could that have been? Clearly, they knew. They didn't even go to the site afterwards, the woman who was in charge at that time. I mean, there was no understanding of the situation. And since then, I haven't been happy with any of the actions taken to provide for the safety of the president and give the American people the answers as to what really happened here. And then, of course, we have the other situation at the president's golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, and silly things like, oh, we didn't know he was going to be there that day. We didn't have time for the dogs to do their perimeter search. It's unbelievable, is what it is, and shows incompetence. And by the way, where is Secretary Mayorkas? Secret Service reports to Homeland. I mean, this guy is a disaster from our border, obviously, to not being responsive to the American people. Just what a horrible so-called public servant he is.
You know, listen, you got to come back on the show more often. You're terrific, and you really bring the thunder, and that music was perfect for you. So you're welcome anytime. I really appreciate your time today. You going to be at the rally tonight?
You know what? I rarely, and I mean rarely, I think this is maybe the second, maybe the third rally in 4 years of President Trump. When he's in Pennsylvania, I'm always with him. But no, we have some business in Washington D.C.
Okay.
That we got to take care of, and so I'm going to be in Washington. Doing my job, but rooting them on.
Well, there's going to be a big rally tonight in PA, and I know it's going to be off the charts as usual. Congressman Dan Muser, follow him on X at Rep Muser. He's there to help, and we appreciate you, my friend. Thank you so much for calling into the show today.
You're the best, Rich. Thanks very much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, that's a good interview right there. I enjoyed that very much. That was great. Let me go to Pat in Reading. Pat's been holding, wants to talk about polls and other things. Pat, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Rich?
What's up, Pat? I'm hanging in there.
I woke up this morning. I look at Real Clear Politics. I always want to see the new polls that dropped, and those three swing state polls are great for Trump. Up 5 in Arizona, up 4 in Georgia, up 2 in North Carolina. I think they were all ready to run on those. I don't know if you saw the NBC and CBS poll, the national poll, that has her up 5 and up 4. Yeah, but I mean, you look at the crosstabs of those polls. I mean, they oversampled Democrats by 4% again in both polls. So we know they're out, not even in line. But the other thing I really wanted to talk about was CNN had this. I was flipping by, swiping through my phone today, and they had this article called "The Red Mirage on Election Night," and it like brought me back to 2020. So I Googled it. They ran the same article in 2020 about this time, saying, "Hey, don't look at election night. Trump's going to be ahead on election night, but you got to wait because all the mail-in ballots." And they ran the same exact article today with the same headline.
Yeah.
4 years later.
Amazing, right?
They know. They know what they're doing. They're trying to make it so it's normalized now. You know, Election Day used to be Election Day. Now it's normalized that, hey, it's going to take 4 days, 5 days to count the votes. And, you know, and once they do that, then they call, you know, anyone who questions it, you're an election denier. So it's just amazing that they're going to run the same playbook again. The only good thing is also I heard that, I mean, it's pretty much the mail-in ballot requests nationwide are almost half of what they were in 2020. So
yeah.
Let's hope that maybe that helps a little bit. But yeah, I don't trust them. I know you don't trust them.
No.
And when they start running these stories now, and you know they ran the same ones 4 years ago, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. No doubt about it. And you know, it's a good opportunity to pitch the ProtectTheVote.com signups for poll watchers, because I'm looking at the numbers right now, Pat, and yeah, the Democrat requests for mail-in ballots are down versus 2020, but I'm not popping a champagne cork over that yet, because that may just be the fact that there's not a pandemic and they're ready to go out and vote in person. So I'm going to assume that the reason why those numbers are down is that. I'm not going to assume it's because they're not voting or there's no enthusiasm, because there's only two ways to run, scared or unopposed. So that's why we got to have poll watchers, because I do think people are going to vote in person. They may vote early, but there's going to be a lot of that on the Democrat side. And, of course, the dead will rise on Halloween and they'll vote, too, because that's what happens in Philadelphia. We know that. But good for you for reading the crosstabs of the polls. I appreciate that. And, you know, I always say these national polls they're BS fugazis. You can't rely on them in any way, shape or form. But it is interesting that the crosstabs, the voters in those polls are saying what the same swing state polls are saying, and that is that they trust Trump more in the economy. Isn't that very telling?
Yeah, I mean, you look at every one of them. They trust him on the economy. They trust him on the border. They trust him on everything. The only thing she wins on is abortion in those polls. And then the other fight, like you said about the national polls. Okay, name the last presidential election where someone won by 5%. I mean, what do you got to go back to Reagan? I mean, and maybe Clinton in 96. I mean, they run these polls. You know she's not winning by 5%. There's no way. No one's going to win. Trump's not going to win by 5%. She's not going to win by 5%. So people just got to, take a rest with those polls. But it's pretty much even. And if it's even, we win the Electoral College. And, you know, they're scared. I've been watching them all weekend. They're scared because she's still even or maybe up one when they combine all these polls together. And that's not good. Because I love looking at the this date in history on Real Clear Politics. This date in history in 2020, Biden was up 7% and Hillary was up 4.5 to 5% on this date back in, you know, the same date. They run it every day.
Yeah.
So if she's up one, she's down three, actually, probably, you know.
I think you're right. I think your analysis on that is spot on. Pat, thanks for the call, buddy. Very, very, very much appreciated. Thank you. 855-839-1210. All right, quick break. Coming right back. And got a lot to do. We got a lot of great audio for you. There's more to the story, too, with the polls in terms of these very, major red flag warning signs for Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania. And let's not forget something, too, which is Gallup has Trump's favorability up. So I think a lot of the people that may have been angry with Trump in 2020 and then voted for Biden are now realizing buyer's remorse big time. And whether they now view Trump favorably or they're just going to hold their nose and vote for Trump, I think at the end of the day, he's going to get those votes back that went to Biden, with the exception of the dead ones. It's hard to get the dead back, but you know what I mean. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah! Big stuff! Oh, you potted it down. That's all right. It was better you did, because I was probably going to start singing, and nobody needs that. No, nobody needs that. But you're doing a great job with the music. You know why? It's Monday. We got to get fired up. I'm thinking we should, as the week goes on, I'm feeling like a little country in the rotation.
I can make that happen.
I'm thinking a little country. I'm thinking a little, I mean, this classic rock stuff is great. I can't believe it's classic rock now. This is what we call classic rock. Like crazy, right? But I'm thinking maybe a little, who else do we want to hear? Well, get some requests, you know, YouTube chat.
And so we got to poll we have to poll the Zeoli army to see what they'd like to hear. Yeah, I'm open to anything.
We aim to serve. That's it. We see, unlike Henry was a dictator. He was not a benevolent one, too. He was a tyrant with the music. Justin aims to please. He wants to make it happen. He wants to make you happy, Zeoli Army, with the music you want to hear. That's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Good for you, Justin. Good for you.
Thank you.
And soon we'll be able to see Justin on camera. And I don't know, Matt, what are you going to do? Are you going to what are you going to do? Are you taking orders right now on the drive-in?
From a webcam?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking it. Nobody wants to see me.
They do want to see you. The chicks dig you.
I don't think that's accurate. I think they tolerate me.
I think they like you very much, but you know, that's what they want you to come and say hello on the YouTube chat, you know? They don't want to just look at me the whole time.
I'm disappointed.
Got a lot of people watching. By the way, we're streaming live on YouTube right now. So now, DeSantis, did you watch the game last night? Yesterday?
I did watch it, yeah.
You watched the Phillies game? Oof, the Eagles game, Did you notice?
Oh, Phillies I did not watch, no.
No, the Eagles game. Did you notice how many more Kamala Harris spots versus Trump spots? Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Why is there a delay?
She's everywhere.
This freaking delay is killing me. What's with the delay?
How bad is the delay?
It's annoying to me. Justin, you hear it? It's like a second.
Yeah, it's about like a 1.
Yeah, and I have no patience, so I can't even deal with a 1 second delay. We got to fix this.
I think I'm having Wi-Fi issues.
I think you are. You got to get a hardwired internet. What do you have a Comrex access out there?
No, I'm using Lucy Light.
No, you got to get an access. We got to get you Comrex access. That's what you need.
If he's having Wi-Fi, we need to get him hooked up with Starlink from Elon Musk.
Yeah, get Starlink or go to a Starbucks and use their Wi-Fi for free. Just do something better than what you have. It sounds like you know what it sounds like. You're like on CompuServe in 1998 with a dial-up internet. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know what that is.
I'm telling you. All right, fine. You know what? Let's just try to deal with this delay. Did you notice there were more Kamala Harris commercials than Trump? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, see, I can't handle the delay. I'm too impatient. My Italian comes out. I'm like, hey, are you friggin' listening to me? Eh? Yeah, so why is that? Why are there so many more Kamala Harris commercials?
I don't know. She's spending a ton of money. I don't know how frequently you go on YouTube, but I dare you to find a video clip. It could be sports. It could be a cartoon for kids. It doesn't matter. It's going to start with an advertisement for Kamala Harris. Guaranteed. You cannot watch anything on YouTube without seeing her face.
And she's spending more money, too. I read an article today that she's raising more money and she's spending more money and she's just going to... This is... Avoid the media, avoid debates, and just saturate the airwaves, television and radio with advertisements. I mean, that's basically what their strategy is, don't you think?
I think it's a good strategy. She doesn't do well when she's forced to speak during interviews or the debate. I thought she was but no, she doesn't speak well extemporaneously.
No.
They know that. They recognize that. They have the money, so they might as well spend it on advertisements.
And she's skipping the Al Smith dinner, which is pathetic. And I got a great piece in the New York Post about that. The obvious pathetic reason Kamala Harris will skip the Al Smith dinner. I'm going to get into that, too. But that's a great event. It's a charitable event. And Trump's going and Trump's going to crush it. And the fact that she's not going to be there. There's a big reason why, and I'll tell you what that is in just a moment. But let me go to Wayne. He's in Haddonfield. Wayne, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Rich. So here's the topic. It's the safety of President Trump. So everybody agrees he ought to have the same protective service as Biden. But here's what's missing. When is the Republican leadership, I mean the elected public Republicans as well as the other voices, starting to call out the Democrats to voice something about knock this crap off? This is crazy for America. No, we wouldn't be celebrating if something happened to Kamala. That's ridiculous. That's not what we're about. But the Democrats, instead of wishing for it, quietly wishing for it, they should be coming out and saying, listen, knock this crap off. This is not America. This is not the way we do politics. Unfortunately, I think they'd like it to be that way. But nonetheless, we should call them out so they remain silent, but they're making noise by remaining silent. We need to do that.
I agree with you 100%. And I'm tired of the double standard, Wayne, this equation that both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. There's a big difference between saying Trump's Hitler and the comments that are made about Kamala Harris would be a failed president. I mean, you can't compare the two. And until they stop saying he's a danger to democracy and he's Hitler, stop with this both sides crap. There's no moral equivalency here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you for taking the call, Rich.
You got it, Wayne. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Just to remind you, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel on October 11th. We're going to have a great time there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So join us for that. And I want you to think, you know, winter's on the way. So how's that roof in your home? Have you thought about it? Well, you should think about it because my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding are running an incredible special right now, the inflation relief discount of 10%. 10% off roofing, windows, and siding. You know, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, it's going to be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the winter elements. And you get a 10% inflation relief discount because they know how important you are to me. Listen, I've used Emmons in two homes now, the old home and our new home. They do a fantastic job for me. They even just put in a new kitchen door, and it looks beautiful. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or go to emmonsroofing.com. Trust the team at Emmons the way I trust the team at Emmons, and a 10% inflation relief discount for you, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.